Hundreds rally for Donald Trump in Connecticut. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 2, 2020. Hundreds of supporters of President Donald Trump rallied in Democrat-controlled Connecticut Sunday as part of a statewide campaign in which caravans of cars drove toward the state capitol building in Hartford. In Manchester, Trump supporters gathered near Interstate 84, waving flags and lifting signs that said, Trump 2020. Keep America Great, and Women for Trump, reported the Journal Inquirer. Twitter user Daniel Petrosky tweeted video of the event, stating, Libs better watch out, this is Trump country. According to the Inquirer, Trump supporters in Manchester were met with counter-protesters holding Black Lives Matter signs. Karen Prescott, of Manchester, who organized the counter-protest, said she plans to vote for former Vice President Joe Biden, referring to him as the lesser of two evils. In adjacent Glastonbury, Jim Stanley said he was one of hundreds who came out Sunday to support America and the president. He's supported our veterans groups, Stanley said of Trump. He's supported our poor Black and Latino communities. He's supported everybody. Last week, hundreds of suburban women and other Connecticut citizens gathered in the Greenwich area to show their support for Trump and police officers. A Facebook grassroots group called Make America Great Women's Group organized the rally through social media. Erin Chang, one of the organizers, commented, according to the Connecticut Post, on many of the signs held by attendees that read, Silent No More, in reference to what many believe to be the silent majority in support of Trump. We are here in support of the president, Chang said. Adding the hostility some in Connecticut hold toward Trump is intended to suppress his supporters. She said she felt energized being part of a women's group that supports the president. We are here in support of freedom and we are a positive force. We're not negative at all. This all started with two or three women for Trump and it just grew. The women in the suburbs and the women in Greenwich do support Donald Trump. It doesn't feel like America anymore. That's what's so scary. The silent majority can't voice their opinions. I couldn't even post things with my own name. Being here and being a part of this, you feel invigorated. In September, numerous boat parades were held in Connecticut in support of the president and police officers, including one on the Housatonic River in Stratford and another on the Connecticut River near Haddam.